I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of the I've Decided. And it is Christmas morning. I cannot believe it. Here it is, Christmas morning, 2016. So Merry Christmas to all of you out there. If you're up and you're listening to the radio show this morning, I really, really appreciate it. I hope you have an amazing day planned with family, and things are just going wonderful, and you're just relaxed and at peace and enjoying this wonderful Christmas season. So hopefully you've been tuning in to I've Decided Radio for many months now, and you are learning all about our organization and the wonderful things that we are doing in the community. And maybe you've been thinking, what do I want to do in 27? What is it that I will decide to do? I hope you have, and I hope you're ready to stick the stake in the ground as we move into 2017 for your goals, whatever it is that you want to do. We've talked about so many things over the last year. Maybe your goal is to get your finances in order, get on a budget to try to get yourself out of some debt. That is a great goal for 2017. Maybe it's time for you to start exercising, start treating your body well, eating well, get healthy. That might be your goal for 2017. Maybe you need to go back to school, finish your education. You need to do that for your job to get that promotion or make a little extra money. Maybe you've been thinking of a career change or opening your own business or just getting organized. Oh my goodness, the list could go on and on and on and on of the things that hopefully you've been thinking about doing and your goals and trying to figure out how you're going to be successful in accomplishing those goals. Well, I have great news for you. That's what I've Decided is all about. We are about you achieving success in whatever it is, whatever your goals, whatever your dreams, whatever it is that you want to do. We want to go alongside you throughout the year, stay in touch with you, motivate you, inspire you, and provide you the resources that you need in order to be successful. We do that through many ways, and one of our biggest ways is our motivational conference. And our next motivational conference is happening on Saturday, January 21st at the Peoria Civic Center. It is the place where you can stick the stake in the ground on your goals and get the resources that you need in order to truly be successful. Not just to make a New Year's resolution, but to truly stick that stake in the ground and say, I have decided this is what I'm going to do. So if you have not got your tickets for that conference, I want to encourage you, please, please, please go to our website, ivedecided.org, invest $129. It will be the best $129 you spend in the entire year. I promise you that. It includes lunch, 2 half-day conferences, and everything that you need to help you be successful. So if you are serious about your goals in 2017 and you don't want to just set a New Year's resolution, you want to be successful, that is your first step. So I've listed out all kinds of things that maybe you've been thinking or deciding to do. But as I said, it is Christmas morning, right? And I really want to bring it back to the season today and what Christmas is all about and be a little more serious maybe a little bit for a while on the radio show today and in your spiritual walk and where you are with that. And maybe you're listening to the radio show today and, you know, it's been wearing on your heart that you need to get back in church, that you need to get back in relationship and figure out this whole spiritual side of things. Maybe you have questions. Maybe you've been in church, but you decided to stop going to church a long time ago and you've been thinking about getting involved in a church. Maybe you just have some questions. Maybe you're not clear about Christmas and the true meaning behind the celebration that we celebrate here in the United States and around the world a lot of times. But my guest today, which I'm so excited about, he has been here before, is the head pastor over at Second Chance Church, Coach Mark Dobler, who's become one of my dear friends over the last couple of years. Coach Mark and his wife, Leslie, they've been on board with I've Decided since really the beginning of time. And we're just so thankful to have Second Chance Church as a resource to the community to get people who may have been unchurched for whatever reason back into church, or just to answer some questions. You know, Coach Mark, I know, would love to just answer questions for you. So I am excited to have Coach Mark back in the studio with me today.
Merry Christmas, Kim.
Merry Christmas, Coach Mark. Thank you so much for taking the time. I mean, this week is, God, it's been crazy for you, I'm sure, but I really appreciate you taking the time to come in, record this show, and share the meaning, the true meaning of Christmas, and really encourage the folks who are listening to our radio show today to take that leap of faith, if you will.
Yeah, happy to do so. Really happy to be here. I enjoy being a part of this, and what a special day, huh? I mean, Christmas morning. And, and I realize that, probably most people are busy right now with families and opening up gifts. But there are probably a few of you out there that are listening and you're kind of tuning in just kind of seeing, well, what's going on with I've Decided this morning? And for those who are listening, maybe you're already finished with your family. Maybe you don't have a whole lot going on with family. And I was thinking about that. And I thought I would mention the fact that I think you can really honestly say, when it's all said and done, that Christmas truly ultimately comes down to family. Now, if someone is out there this morning and they're not in a good place with their family, and as much as people enjoy Christmas and they look forward to it and they get excited about it, Christmas is a really hard season for a lot of people.
It is.
It's a really hard season. In fact, Christmas can be one of the most discouraging times of year for a lot of people. And I think part of that is because somewhere deep in our gut, we know that it's about family. And if family isn't right, then something feels completely off about Christmas. And let me share a interesting little insight about that that got me thinking about this. I don't know about you, Kim. Most people that I know have a tradition when they're kind of coming toward Christmas. They watch a bunch of Christmas movies.
We do.
Right? And so we have a wide variety of Christmas music movies that we watch every year. And one of my wife's favorites is Rudolph.
Yes.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And Rudolph went out, he ran away because of his shiny nose. It wasn't good. And so he wound up in a bad place and wound up on the Island of Misfit Toys.
That's right.
Remember that?
I do remember.
The Island of Misfit Toys. And there was not a Jack in the Box. What was it? Charlie in the Box? I forget what his name was.
I think it was Charlie in the Box.
But Charlie in the Box, because nobody wants to play with a Charlie in the Box. And so... none of the toys were satisfied because nothing was ever right until they were with a family, until they were in the hands of a child that would love them. And I honestly believe that you could say that Christmas is about fixing family. If you believe any of the scripture, and I know not everybody is on board with believing the Bible for what it says, but I do.
And I do too.
And if you take the Bible for what it says, I believe the first family was Adam and Eve. And they had this really amazing connection with God because we were created. There's something in us that is designed to be connected to somebody else and to a higher power. We're kind of like Lego bricks,
Right.
Right. We got to be attached to something if we're ever going to really amount to anything. By ourselves, we're something, but you can't build anything out of one Lego brick. It's got to be attached to something else. And I think that's how we're wired. It's how we're made. And we feel it. Well, when Adam and Eve messed everything up, then our connection with God was broken. And there was no way we could ever make it right. And so Christmas is about God sending Jesus back to the earth to fix a broken family. And so no matter how bad somebody's family is broken, Jesus came to bring healing. Jesus came to make it repairable. And no matter how bad somebody's family is broken or destroyed, not only did Jesus come to help restore the blood and flesh family relationships, he came to create new family relationships, spiritual family relationships.
That's right.
And we call ourselves a family at Second Chance Church. And I believe that that is an image that the Bible refers to over and over again. It's about family. Why? Because we were designed and wired for family. I've seen some people that have incredible, amazing flesh and blood families. People that when I look at them, I in some ways I'm a little jealous because of the deep connection that they have, and it amazes me. Those actually, as incredible as they are incredible because they're few and far between. It's a sad truth that most families don't operate that way anymore. And so when I see that, I'm like, that's amazing. I wish that I could be a part of a family like that. Now, I love my flesh and blood family, but once you get past those first few connections, we're scattered all over the place, and there's not a whole lot of going on between us. And that's okay. It's nothing that, you know, we're at odds with each other.
Right.
It's just not, you
everybody
don't have that
has
deep
their
bond.
Life,
right.
You know?
And there are a lot of people that don't have that here in Peoria, in central Illinois. And so this morning, you know, they're trying their best to celebrate Christmas, but it doesn't feel quite right. Something's missing. And Jesus said, I got that. I got that part that's missing. And come be a part of a church where you can find a new family, an extension of family. That is why Jesus came in the first place, is to restore the family relationship that we lost with God way back when and start all over.
And I love what you said about, you know, I think sometimes if someone feels lonely, you know, maybe they've lost their family for whatever reason, or maybe they live here and their family's somewhere else and they couldn't even go home, right?
Right.
But and so they have a family, but they're, for whatever reason, they aren't with them today.
Yeah,
and
they're feeling isolated.
Isolated and lonely. And I love what you said about that, bringing the whole church family into that, because in Christ, we're all brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah. And the Bible uses those terms all the time. Brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, why? Was that just by accident? No, that's a purposeful word. Because we become related spiritually. We become brothers and sisters. And what are brothers and sisters? They're family.
They're family. We're adopted into the family
that's
of Christ.
Exactly right.
So when you put your faith in Jesus, our Savior, who was born over 2,000 years ago today,
yeah,
you know, we become family. You get all kinds of brothers and sisters. And it's awesome because you really, there is that special connection. You always, you know, it's like when I meet someone and I recognize relatively quickly if we're brothers and sisters in Christ.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, you just know. I mean, kind of family speaks to family. And yeah, I'll get you a personal example. My wife and I, we've been married 27 years this year, and virtually our entire married life, we've lived a long way from both sides of our family, a minimum of 500 miles, with the exception of a couple of years out of those 27, we've lived at least 500 miles or further from every part of our family. And I was in the Army, so we moved a lot. And of course, now I'm from South Carolina, she's from Maine, and now we're in Peoria, so we're not close to anybody at all. But when we would move, when I was with the military, you'd always look for another church. Well, we didn't have any flesh and blood family wherever we went. We were always just our own family. But we would always find a church, and that church immediately became our family. And when I say it became our family, I mean that in every sense of the word. We were cared for, we were loved, we were welcomed, we became a part of the community. And so we were on the receiving end of that. I haven't always been in ministry. So we were on the receiving end of being welcomed into an existing family multiple times as we moved in the military. And so someone may be sitting out there this morning in the Central Illinois area, in the Peoria community, and you're new here, or you're here and you don't have, you know, personal family, flesh and blood family here, and you miss it. You just miss it. And there's nothing wrong between you and your family, but they're not here and you're not there. And so you just miss it. And so what I would encourage you today, now, By the way, I just need to let people know, we do not have services this morning. We had service on Christmas Eve in, as a substitute for Christmas morning, so our families could be together on Christmas morning. But you're sitting there this morning and you don't have family, or you're not with them, or they're not with you. Don't come to Second Chance this morning. It's not going to find anybody there, but find a church family to connect with. Let them become your family, not just for this day. And Christmas is about rebuilding family. So not just for this day, but for all the days, all the Sundays, all the weeks, all the months, all the years that follow. There are many good churches in Peoria. We encourage people to come visit with us, but we've told people we're a church for anybody, but we're not for everybody. Not everybody connects with us.
You have to find the family you connect with. But I got a good idea.
Sure.
So since you had your services last night on Christmas Eve, and there's not any services this morning, if you are listening to our radio show today, you're listening to I've Decided Radio, and you've been listening to Coach Mark Dobler, the head pastor at Second Chance Church, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided. And so maybe you've decided to go to church. I've decided to
it's
go
a
to
great
church.
Choice.
It is a great goal for 2017. In fact, it's not just a great goal. In my opinion, it's one of the most important decisions that you can make. And really, every goal in your life is founded on that one decision. I really wholeheartedly believe that. And so next Sunday,
that's exactly right,
is New Year's Day. And it is a perfect day to stick the stake in the ground.
On the first day of the year.
On the first day of the year, and get in your car and drive over to Second Chance Church and go to their 10 o'clock services. If you have not visited their church yet, I want to encourage you. If you don't have a home church and you've maybe moved into the community and you just haven't found that home church, I really, really want to encourage you to go visit Second Chance Church. Maybe you might be thinking, if I walked into a church, the thing would burn down.
You know what? I've heard that. I've actually heard that.
I think I've felt like that before in my life, to tell you the truth. So, you know, is that you? Are you thinking, boy, I've been so bad, I better not walk, lightning might strike if I walk in a church. And you know, the title of your church, Coach Mark, says it all, Second Chances. And don't you think that's what Christmas is all about, too?
Oh, it's the biggest second chance the world has ever known.
The world has ever known, because Adam and Eve ruined it for us.
Thank you, Adam. Way to go, Eve.
You know, and so, as you said, because of the fall of man, we were born to walk with the Lord. Adam and Eve, a lot of people don't really put this into perspective, but they walked with God.
Right.
They were in his presence. We've never experienced that as human beings on this side of heaven. We've not seen God. Nobody's been able to see God since then. But you know, in Genesis, when they ate the apple, God said to Adam, "Where are you?" And he knew where he was.
Oh, yeah.
But he wanted Adam to, and Adam was like afraid, right?
He's
like,
"Own up to it."
Yeah, so they were there in the garden with God. And that's what we were born for, to do that. But when the fall of man happened, when they opened their eyes to sin, we were separated, right?
Right.
And with no hope. And God came back in his only son, Jesus, and gave us back he gave us our second chance, the opportunity to be reconnected to him.
Right. And we have to act on it. I mean, every second chance that is ever offered requires the person who's offered the chance the willingness to act on it. I mean, you can offer anybody an opportunity, but everybody has to act. And so Jesus took the first step, right? He came to restore the family relationship. And, you know, you're talking about walking with God. Just probably if there's anybody listening this morning and you can imagine the enthusiasm that you would have if you got invited, politics aside, invited to the White House to spend a day with the president, regardless of your political leanings. The idea, the honor that you would feel to be invited to spend a day with full access to the president in the White House is mind-boggling. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Right.
Again, regardless of your politics.
It's something that, it's one of those things that very few people will ever have
right.
the opportunity to do.
And
so
yet,
he would take that. I don't know anyone who wouldn't take that opportunity to experience that. I would be.
Right. And that's a finite amount of power. But God is all powerful. And we used to have full and total access to God. And we will again. But it takes a second chance. And so God said, you know, I don't want to be separated from y'all. God didn't want families to be separated. So he sent Jesus. That's Christmas, is restoring families. He took a step. We have to take a step.
And that action is simply saying, I can't do this on my own.
Right.
I can't, I've done everything. That was what happened to me. You know, I was messing my life up so bad I could write a book over all the mess ups,
yeah.
You know. And there was a point where I said, I am really messing this up. You know, I obviously I can't do this on my own. I need some help, Lord, you know. And so I said, okay, Jesus, come into my heart and help me fix this mess that
yeah.
I have made. And he did. I mean, it's as simple as that. If you ask and humble yourself, right, and say, I need something.
Yes.
And, you know, most people think, though, you got to clean your life up before you can ask Jesus. You're like, I'm so bad. I got to quit doing that before I can put my faith in Jesus
right,
or
right.
ask him to save me. But that's not what happens. God will meet you where you are. It doesn't matter where you are.
Which was the whole point of Christmas. He
right.
came to meet us where we are. And I think one of the reasons that some people feel frightened about going to church, and by the way, next Sunday is the first Sunday of a brand new year. You could not get yourself started on a better year than to say, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to church and I'm going to see what they have to say. I'm going to see what they have to offer. And a lot of people are afraid to go because, well, I don't know if I agree with everything. But that's
right.
All right. You don't have to.
Right.
And if you look at the life of Jesus, Jesus never forced anybody to agree with him. And in fact, the people that were the worst of the worst, he never condemned them. He said, I didn't come to condemn, but I came to save. He didn't come to throw rocks. There are other people throwing rocks.
Right.
But he didn't come to throw rocks. He came to say, I came to restore the family. And so, you know, we try to approach people walking through our doors. We consider it an honor and a privilege that somebody would give us their Sunday morning. And so we're never going to throw rocks at people walking through our door. And I know there are other churches in Peoria that feel the exact same way. Are there churches that are judgmental? Sure, because churches are full of people.
Right.
And people are judgmental.
And people can be judgmental.
But I know that there are churches in Peoria that are not ready to throw rocks. They're ready to show grace. They're ready to open their arms and be a family to anybody that wants to walk through the door. So are we. We're going to tell you what we think the Bible says. We're going to invite you to ponder it, to wrestle with it, to examine the claims that Jesus made, to examine why he said he came and why he did what he did. We're going to invite you to wrestle with those things. Disagree if you want to. Have a conversation about it. We're never going to throw rocks and we're never going to point fingers. We're going to do our best to say, how can we help you be a part of this family?
And I can attest to that. It's just, you feel like a part of the family. You walk in and your people are going to greet you and say hi to you and welcome you to church. And that is, you know, that doesn't happen everywhere. I know, like you said, there are a lot of churches that it does happen, but there are a lot of churches that that warm feeling when you walk in, that welcoming feeling doesn't happen. And I think that's a struggle that some people have. Maybe they've tried to go to a church and they walked in and no one ever even said hi to them. And they didn't feel a part of that family right. initially. And I don't, and maybe that it's not that they did it intentional, because you do kind of become that family. And then if someone walks in, you're just not paying attention maybe. But you will not get that at Second Chance Church. We love, love, love visiting your church, Coach Mark. We go for a visit every month or so just to hear Coach Mark teach. He is an amazing teacher. And a teacher of the Bible and a teacher in general. Just really a great speaker and teacher and motivator. You won't be disappointed in that aspect alone. But the people in the church are just warm and welcoming. And you got great Tresker's Deli provided. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
hard,
just
hard
like
to beat that.
Icing on the cake and coffee. And you guys just do things a little differently. And I love it. I love that it's open for anyone to walk in. You don't have to come in wearing dresses, and you can wear a dress. I like to wear dresses. Right. I wear a dress, but you don't have to. Sometimes I wear jeans, and right. you know, you can dress whatever
Which
you want.
Which is really useful when it's below zero.
Yeah. Boots, no boots, hats, you know, the whole nine yards, whatever you need to be.
And hopefully we don't have any more of those, but you know, it's winter in Central Illinois, so it could happen. But let me say this about next Sunday being the first Sunday of 2017. You know, as we're wrapping up a year, there are people that maybe say, well, I've got a bunch of junk from this year, maybe even years before, and I still got all that. I'm still dealing with it. I can't come to church. I wish I could just cut it all loose. And I would say to you, as we start to finish this year and we start a new year, let me give you a slightly different way to think about a new year as we're right on the cusp of it. Think of a new year, N-E-W, nothing ever wasted. Jesus told a parable about a guy that had been trying to grow a tree, a fruit tree, for years. And he came and inspected it, had nothing. And he was so sick and tired of it not doing what he was hoping
he said,
it would
cut
do.
It down.
Cut it down. And the gardener said, no, wait a minute, let me dung it. Now, it's Christmas morning, so I'm not going to elaborate that. But most people, I think you know what dung is. And he said, let me dung it. Let me put some more dung on it. And he said, and then come back in a year and let's see what we got.
And nurture it.
And here's the thing. The junk that we have been through in life, rather than trying to get rid of it, it has put us where we are. It has made us who we are. And if we will use it for the purpose that we could possibly use it for, it will fertilize our future and take us into an entirely more productive and more fruitful place. And so as we finish this year and we start a new year, don't worry about the stuff, the junk from this last year, the years past. Bring it forward and let's transform it
right
into something better.
Recycle it.
Absolutely.
I love it. Coach Mark, see there? Isn't he an amazing teacher? Just that alone. So get to his church. Hear him preach and meet his family. You're going to just be glad that you did. And take that first step. If you've been thinking about getting into a closer walk with the Lord, getting back to church, getting some questions answered, next Sunday, New Year's Day, first day of the year, get there. And
Sunday.
Stick that stake in the ground. Our time is up. I can't believe how fast this half hour went. I am praying for you. I am praying that today will be a blessed Christmas day for you and your family, that you have peace in your heart and you're warm and you feel the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this Christmas morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to our radio show today. It has been a pleasure, and I will look forward to being back with you next Sunday on New Year's Day when we will be talking about dreaming big.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?